Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Ryan Kearns. Now, Ryan reached out to me, well, we're trying to work it out, around about 18 months ago, I think, and I was a guest on his podcast, Win Today, which I'd strongly recommend you subscribe to. We'll make sure that that's in the show notes. We're both goal setters. We love it. And, you know, he was hunting on LinkedIn and had a little bit of a stalk of my stuff and reached out. And, you know, there was some interesting stuff. And you know, I just went on. And we've been rooting for each other for the last, again, and say it must be coming up to 2 years. Now, this guy, I love him. I love it. I haven't told him that, but I have now. I've declared it to the world. Ryan Cast is amazing and he's had a bit of a journey and I'm going to let him tell you about that. But a bit of background. He's a servant leader who places people first and business second. He helps business owners develop unshakable discipline and systems to create a foundation for sustained success. They also break trends of adversity and chart a desirable course for life. Ryan loves to consistently push his body, mind, and spirit to new heights, and I've seen that recently, and does so by competing in marathons and ultra marathons. Ryan's life was changed in 2011 when he discovered the art and power of goal setting, which is where we are so connected. And he wants to help others leverage, however we pronounce it, this power as well. Ryan, you know, that just scratches the you know, the tip of the iceberg on the stuff that you're doing. So yeah, fill in a few gaps. Tell us a bit about your journey, a bit, you know, your recent success, which has been a long journey. Over to you, mate. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Man, Doug, thank you so much. And hey, I love you too, man. I'll tell it back to you. I appreciate the kind intro. The biggest thing I want people to know about me is that the greatest accomplishment in my view is the impact that's created in the lives of others. So you read off some cool things about me, but really where I experience the most joy is where I can help someone get where they want to go or to break any trend, negative trend in their life and create the life that they ultimately envision. And I believe that the best way to do that, the easiest way to do that is to grab a pen and paper, write down what you want, build systems around it and look at it every single day. Tell people about it, stay consistent, and there is nothing in this life that we can't create. The only things we can't create are the things that we say we can't create. And I love helping people discover what lies within themselves to create this beautiful life that we all get to live every day and get to live. And have the opportunity to be here for. That's me. And I love to run a little bit.
You love to run a lot. Yeah. I like, you know, the life that we get to live. And I think, you know, we should be living by design. And the way to design that is to have a purpose and a, you know, a future self that you want to strive to become, strive to be, aspire to be. And as I say, I've been watching your journey. I mean, we had a chat on your podcast way back when. So I want to delve into that because we're going to call it Your Big Hairy Audacious Goal. And I know you're going to have others, right? But tell us about the big, hairy, audacious goal, which you completed relatively recently, the journey behind it. Go for it.
So a few weeks ago, completed the Boston Marathon, and that capped off a six-year journey. I first wrote down in 2017 that wanted to run a marathon and ultimately qualify for Boston, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. And for context, for those that may not be runners, the Boston Marathon is one of the six major marathons in the world. And what's unique about Boston out of the six is that you have to qualify for it. So there's no lottery system. And the qualification standards for Boston as a male under 34 years old is you have to run a sub 3 hour marathon. So average of 6:51 minutes per mile minimum for 26.2. That's just to have a chance to get in. And at the time, so you don't just go on bostonathleticassociation.org and sign up and say, I'll be there on race day, which is the third Monday of April every year, Patriots Day in Boston. So when I set out for it in 2017, I figured, hey, I've got it written down on my goal board. I've got a system built around running. I'm just going to run really fast, really hard all the time, and I'll accomplish this goal, no problem. And I found out that running hard all the time is actually not the way to do it, and led myself to becoming injured. And 2018, wrote down the goal again, and the destination didn't remain unchanged just because it wasn't accomplished in 2017. 2018, got injured again, learned some new lessons, didn't fail, just had opportunities to train differently, learn new things. And 2019, this was going to be my year. Like, all right, I didn't get it in 2017 or 2018. 2019, no problem. You know, I'm more knowledgeable. I've got the right training, the right strength, the right nutrition. And I was going for what I thought to be a normal run on January 23rd. I just talked to my dad after work, told him I was going on my normal 6 mile route. 10 minutes into that run, Doug, I'm crossing the same crosswalk that I cross every day or almost every day. And I got hit by a car. And I woke up in the trauma unit at Medical University of South Carolina down here in Charleston, wondering what the heck just happened. And I see both my parents in the hospital room. Then informed me that I got hit by a car and had major amnesia, no broken bones. So the big man upstairs has a few more reasons for me to be here. Definitely wanted me to run Boston. But that didn't deter me. That just made me even more motivated that, hey, I'm going to make this Boston goal happen. 2020, I think everyone knows that just a few events were canceled that year, and that goes without explaining. So 2021 is going to be my year. Wilmington Marathon. I'm fast. I'm strong. I've got a year worth of extra training on my belt because a lot of the races were canceled. And Wilmington Marathon, 6 days before it, I had strained my hamstring and figure, you know what? I'm going to tough it out. And I get to this race and I'm on pace for the first 16 miles. I know that something's wrong because I'm losing feeling in my right hand, but I shrugged it off and figured the marathon's tough. You're going to hit that wall. Things are going to happen. 10 more miles. It's been a 5 year journey. 4 year journey up to this point, nothing's stopping me. And mile 20, I knew something was really wrong because at that point, you know, I can't even reach into my gel pack anymore. Like it feels like my body's shutting down. And I'm telling myself, 6 more miles, no problem. Keep going. Mile 24, my body is literally done. It feels like I'm falling asleep. I'm running into parked cars and I got ripped off the course from a medic. I ended up in the hospital again with rhabdo, which is basically muscle failure that could cause kidney failure, and back to the hospital. So 10 months later, The goal hasn't remained unchanged. I'm looking at it every day on this whiteboard here that you see behind me. Qualify for the Boston Marathon. And go back to the same exact race 10 months later, mile 24, where I passed out the year before, ended up being my fastest mile of the race and punched the ticket to Boston. So that was the journey to get there. And once I was in Boston just a few weeks ago, my God, it's tough to put into words how electric that city is for the marathon. And it's one of the most incredible experiences. You think, imagine 30,000 people from all over the world that many of them have had similar journeys in the sense that it has taken them years to arrive at this destination and step on that same starting line as the best in the world, and being able to share that with them, it was amazing. I cried a bunch during the race, especially on those finishing turns, and I wouldn't trade the experience for anything. I wouldn't rewrite the book at all. Those 6 years gave me new lessons every year with every opportunity, because I don't believe in failure. With every opportunity, I got better, I got stronger. And what I want people to know about this, the lesson I like to extract, is you may not always get what you want right when you want it, but never give up. Imagine if you're driving somewhere and there's a detour, you don't just turn around and go home. You still need to arrive at your destination. It's the same thing with a goal. You set your goal. You may hit some bumps, but I knew where the destination was the whole time. I just ran into a few more detours than I would have ever envisioned. And I'm grateful for those, because those have helped shape me into who I am, and to be able to help people and serve people even more. There's always something good when you flip the script on what may appear to be bad.
I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode of the podcast. I've got some fabulous news. I've set up a new Facebook tribe, the Wealth Tribe. You can join me at join.dougbennett.co.uk. The Wealth Tribe has been set up to help you understand wealth, and we're talking holistically, not simply money. So come along, join me at my next episode. It's every Thursday, 1 p.m. UK time. I look forward to meeting with you soon.
There were so many lessons contained in that, Ryan. That's really cool. And it is, you know, lose the word failure. They say fail stands for first attempt in learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all sorts of things that you can use to turn it around. I'm big into self-development, and I know you are too. And this is, you know, why we do what we do, our podcasts. You know, your Win Today one, My Goals Do Come True podcast. And it's just there because people need support. They need to be able to be going forward all the time. I mean, it'll have a big effect on your psychological well-being, your mental well-being, your physical well-being, and, you know, to have these things going for you. So that's a journey of perseverance as well. And, you know, it's like your body nearly closing down on you. Getting hit by a car, you know, it's like, how many barriers did they put in the way to you? It's so many people, it's like, oh, nobody's turned up to my webinar. I'm going to stop. You just got to keep going. If you've got belief in yourself, and you've got the goals, and they're written down. That was the thing that I noticed there. They're written down. So that's cool. Some excellent lessons in that backstory, which not a story, the back truth. Your Boston experience. And I'm so pleased, you know. I didn't know. I was checking out on Facebook on the day of it, just to, you know, make sure that you got there to the end, because I was feeling for you. I really, really was, knowing quite some of your journey. But there's other stuff that you're doing as well, which, you know, I want to shine a bit of a light on. And again, you're probably thinking, oh, I didn't know. But you gather people together into a mastermind thing. Tell us a bit about that and the, you know, the benefits of it how you thought about it. I mean, you know, obviously somebody gave you some guidance on that, but you know, what was the purpose? What has happened? How did you do it? You know, share some of that stuff with us and with the audience, because I think, you know, there's other lessons to be learned in that respect.
Yeah. So there are a couple. One of them is actually going to be this weekend. So last year, going back to goals, one goal that I wrote down was to launch a quarterly mastermind dinner series at my house. And the intent of that is to invite like-minded people that are committed to not only bettering themselves, but the community, the environment, the world around them, and invite them to my house. So connect, grow, and learn from one another. Because at the end of the day, we're ultimately a product of the information that we choose to consume, choose being the key word, and the people that we choose to surround ourselves with. And when you're in these rooms of folks that are committed to their goals and they want to help the world around them and whatever is important to them too, doesn't matter if the most important thing to them is they want to make more people healthier, they want to make more people run or set goals or plant more trees or save turtles. That's A-okay. But they're passionate and they've got something that's driving them at the heart. When you put a bunch of people like that in the same room, a powerful, powerful force is created. And I saw this at someone's house a few years ago where they brought a bunch of people together for this type of dinner. And everyone was talking about what they're doing. This is the coolest thing ever, because you come out of there just juiced up, energized, and having met a bunch of people that you become friends with or work with or have on your podcast so they can drop knowledge. And I thought, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to add a little spin to it. We're going to come over here and mastermind. I'll provide the dinner. You guys don't bring anything other than an open mind and a willingness to learn and share what you're doing with people and connect. And we're going to honor a different nonprofit every quarter. So if I ask you for anything, it's if your heart feels led, make a contribution to organization XYZ. And what that led to last year is I had about 100 different people at my house over 4 dinners. And we contributed over $5,000 to nonprofits here in the Carolinas, and going to do it again this year. Matter of fact, this coming Saturday, doing the same thing at my house for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Low Country, something that's really close to my heart. And that was really the genesis of it, was seeing it at someone else's house and then placing a little bit of a different twist on it. And I believe the best gift is to give back. And if you can do that while learning from new people and creating a space for other people to meet new people, it's amazing, man.
The goosebumps sort of lifting, you know, the hairs were growing on my arm as I was listening to that, because so many of us, the content that we consume is negative. And if you get the opportunity to get some positive content, and I like the, you know, it doesn't matter what they're passionate about, because the passion comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the critical thing, the passion, and everybody wins from that, you know. And it is like, even people in the same industry, if, you know, you have an idea and I have an idea and we both share, we end up with two ideas. But invariably what happens actually is that there's a third idea that's germinated from the combination of the two that we've shared. And so actually it compounds, as much as we now have three ideas that we shared. And, you know, there's enough people to go around in everything. So even if you're just within your industry and your mastermind is just within your industry, you need to share. But I love the fact that you pull people in from other areas. And obviously, as time goes by, you know, the people that you meet they will have other people that they know that, you know, because the idea is to gradually build upwards on the quality of, you know, the people that you're surrounding yourselves with. And, you know, that's what I've been doing, gradually improving the quality of the guests that I have on my podcast.
I know. I'm wondering how I ended up on here still.
No, you're important for the perseverance side of things and the reintroducing the goals because of, you know, this second season is like going off a little bit differently. So I wanted to bring somebody in that, you know loves goals as much as I do. So, but I'm loving, you know, I'm loving what you're doing. And also it's like, right. Okay. I'll sort the dinner out. Let's get $5,000 out back into the community. That's seriously cool. But you also, I noticed there's a scholarship thing. Is this part and parcel of this? I've seen you're doing scholarships. Am I right?
Yeah. So the scholarship,
I have got the right person. Super.
The scholarship will likely become a topic of the dinner, or rather honoree of the dinner. But I launched that in 2022, last year, another goal. And why I really do what I do is because I come from a family with a systemic trend of alcoholism and mental and emotional abuse. And that's what I experienced from the earliest days that I could remember through my adulthood. And at no discredit to anyone, hurt people. And I believe that it's one of the greatest gifts that I've actually been given is growing up in a family where there was long days and nights because of the alcohol abuse. And I watched that substance tear my parents apart and tear multiple people in the family apart. And I have a problem with the stats. When you look at the stats of children that come from a split home or that have witnessed a divorce or have grown up in a household where there's any sort of abuse, the odds of those children succeeding are far lower than those that grew up in a normal household, or rather, the odds in many cases can be stacked against you, that you're even more likely to end up incarcerated or you're more likely to continue that trend.
Yep.
And with anything that happens for us, not to us in life, we have a choice. You can let it shape you or break you. Choose option number one. And growing up, I was upset at the world. But that's what led me on this goal setting journey. That's what led me to discover goal setting and do something different to become the first one to break the trend versus being the next one to carry it on.
Yeah.
And having gone through college, I didn't have any scholarship funds waiting for me or a college fund waiting for me. And I learned how to become financially disciplined the hard way. I graduated and paid off about $70,000 in student loans in just under 4 years. And I remember that being painful. And now being in a position where, again, the best gift is to give back and I can give more, I thought, how cool would it be to develop a scholarship for students who are just like me, that are in households where they're facing some trend that has been passed on, whether it's alcoholism, drug abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and provide them with an opportunity to have less of a financial burden coming out because they probably don't have funds waiting for them. And we gave out $8,000 last year. The goal was to give out two $1,000 scholarships. So we beat that goal. We beat that goal, Doug, and it was the coolest thing. And my vision with that is at some point, mark my words, I will be giving out full scholarships to students. And I dream of the day when that check that we're looking at, I don't know if you could see it behind me, maybe it's back there, says $100,000 on it, or $150,000, $200,000, and it gives someone a full ride for their education. And the applications are coming in now, and man, I wish I could help all of these kids, because I ask three questions on there. I say, how have you been impacted by a generational curse? What are you doing to change that and be the first one and not the next one? And what does changing the world look like to you? Seeing some of those responses from 17 and 18 year olds will make you cry. And it's astounding to see what they're doing with it too. So that's rocking and rolling for 2023. And just goes back to the very beginning that the best gifts is to give back. And the greatest accomplishment is seeing those kids with those scholarships. And I still keep in touch with the first round of students that I awarded, and they're crushing it and they're breaking the trend, man. It's a beautiful thing.
That is fantastic. And people need to have somebody else. I mean, it's all well and good having a great deal of self-belief, but that's really difficult when you're coming from a position where, you know, there's nobody supporting you. So I'm loving the fact that you're supporting other people and you're going to make a difference. And, you know, it's a ripple effect. That's what happens. It's like, you know, we're going to affect somebody, you know, somebody will listen to our podcast and get, you know, inspired to do something. These kids that you're helping, they'll be inspired to do something. And it's the ripple effect over time. So, you know, it is incredible. And I knew you were a good enough guest for my podcast, because, as I say, I've been stalking you on the socials to see what you're doing, listening to your podcast on a regular basis. So we've talked about your goals and the like, and the things that you're doing as a consequence of having goals and, you know, the difference it's making to you and to the people around you, which I love. But we're going to have to bring the episode to an end, because I like to, you know, keep it succinct. So what I'm after now, Ryan, is a Ryan Cass goal setting nugget that we haven't touched on already, but something that the world needs to know about goals and goal setting, according to you.
Well, I believe that the best investment you could ever make is in yourself. And if you don't have a whiteboard or a notebook with your goals written down on there, then do so, because just by writing something down, studies show you're 42% more likely to accomplish something. When you share that goal with someone or a group of people, your odds of achieving it increase to roughly 70%. So if you want to bet on yourself and ensure that the odds are in your favor, write down what you want. And if you don't know what you want, ask yourself this question: what's important to you? And then ask yourself the next question: what does success look like in that thing or group of things that are important to you? That's going to create clarity as to what you really want to create in this life. And look at that every day. Be consistent. Understand that there are no failures. There's simply opportunities and learning blocks that may get in the way, or rather that you may stumble upon. And the beauty is in the process. And I wish everyone success and growth on the journey.
And that's why we saved that question for then. What a nugget. Thank you very much. Now, Ryan, we're going to make sure all of your stuff is in the show notes. I'm going to say that the best place to start is ryancass.com, which is your website. We're not going to, because you're in the corporate world and this is, you know, we're on the side here and it's developing, but, you know, Ryan's got some really seriously cool stuff. Log in on this podcast, you know, follow his journey on Facebook and LinkedIn. But as I say, we'll make sure all of that stuff is contained in the show notes. Ryan, all it takes is men. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure to catch up with you after I don't know how long, 18 months. I'm so chuffed for you, which is a UK term. Stoked might be the other word. For you having achieved Boston, it was, you know, a crazy journey, but you did it despite, you know, all of the things that got in the way. Ryan, Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, brother. It was an honor, and I'm so glad that this came around full circle. Here we are. We'll have to get you back on Win today. And folks listening, I'm here to help. I'm on your team and continue supporting Doug. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.